This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and really being engaged and involved. Seriously. I appreciate a lot of things you guys do for me that I don't really know of until after the fact. Usually find out, I won't say when it's too late, but I usually find out when it's too late to say thank you. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We got a lot going on tonight on the show. Xander Gibb is going to join us. He's been gone for a while. I think he's been vacationing. That sounds like it. Good thing to say. Anyway, we'll see him after, or hear from him after the first break. And then, let me see. We got Dr. Lamiro is going to join us in the second hour. He has pretty much called every election in the last few cycles, and he's been pretty close on most of the polling information. He was saying last time I had him on the show, he was still predicting a major win by the Republicans in 2018. I want to see where he is now, how he's feeling about it now. Hopefully he wasn't banking on the Republican, mainstream Republicans, doing what they're supposed to do. Because we know how that's worked out for us, right? And these guys are just so irritating sometimes. We finally have, now I said, some of you may have caught my performance on CNN last night. And I think that the people I was with were asking me if I thought that Marco Rubio was going to cave. And I didn't say, I'm not going to cave. This is a political stunt. They all do this. This is nothing new. There's no fight here where Marco stepped up and fought to get his people what he wanted. This was going to play out. I called it last night. And now it looks like Marco is going to vote for the bill. Oh, gee, that was tough. That was tough to figure out. He's really going to go against the bill. It just would have been craziness going somewhere to happen. And then in the third hour, here's the deal. I cannot stand hearing from people who don't have a clue but want to tell me they have a clue. So, I'm always hearing about how Australia, we should model ourselves after Australia. They have freedom of speech, but they've taken guns away. I'm hearing this from my loony friends on the left. How great the medical system is, and all of that. I thought maybe we should hear from somebody who lives down there. So Joe Simeone is going to join me in the third hour, because he lives there. He lives it. He knows what it takes to get a gun or not get a gun, or get to the hospital, not get to the hospital, and how much of his taxes he's having to give up. Right? I mean, it's really that simple. I'm tired of hearing from people who've never pretty much been outside the country tell me how great it is outside the country. Now, I made fun of this woman a while back, and I loved it because they were beating me up. The left was beating me up over the fact that I was picking on this woman. I wasn't picking on the woman. I was picking on a lazy, slothful attorney is what I was picking on. Because, you know, in the days of gender neutrality, or there aren't any gender, I'm not even calling her gender. Isn't it funny how they are? You can't have a gender. It's wrong to have a gender. It's wrong to call out a gender. Yet, if I call somebody out and don't call out their gender, they use the gender against me. They're very confused. Seriously. I don't know if it's drugs. I don't know if it's in the DNA, but they're very confused people. So attorney Lisa Bloom, she sought to line up paydays for women accusing Trump of sexual misconduct. Think about that. Right? Now, Lisa Bloom, I don't know if you know it or not, she's Gloria Allred's daughter. And she tried to line up some big paydays for women who were willing to accuse the president of sexual misconduct during the final months of last year's election. Now, The Hill reported Friday that Bloom worked with campaign donors and tabloid media outlets to arrange compensation for the alleged victims and a commission for herself, offering to sell their stories. In one case, Bloom reportedly arranged for a donor to pay off one Trump's accuser's mortgage. Well, if you're listening, I'll accuse Trump of sexually assaulting me if you pay off my mortgage. What do you think? Think that'll work out? Nobody will believe it. She offered to sell her story. In one case, Bloom reported arranging for the donor to pay off the Trump's accuser's mortgage and attempted to score a six-figure payment for another woman. Now, the former ultimately declined to come forward after being offered $750,000. Yes, not pennies, dollars for this. Wow. One Jill Hart, who accused the president of groping her, said, I consider myself lucky to have Lisa Bloom by my side after my old lawsuit resurfaced. The Hill cited contract documents, emails, and text messages it obtained, including an exchange of texts between one woman and Bloom that referred to pro-Hillary Clinton political action committees. Bloom, who is the daughter of famous attorney Gloria Allred, and like her mother, seems to specialize in these kind of accusations, these kind of representing these kind of things. She worked for four women who were considering accusing Trump. Two went public and two declined. Right? Bloom didn't immediately respond to any request for comment to Fox or other conservative news sources. In a statement to Hill, Bloom acknowledged trying to get her clients paid, but said the payments were to help the women stay safe. Right. Pay off your mortgage will definitely help you stay safe. God bless America. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Danny Gibbs joins us next. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant with pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Here we go.
We are back. We're looking the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate your time on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I don't want to let this guy wait because I always enjoy when he's on. Oh, be nice if I change the camera thing, right? Yeah. Okay, good for me. All right. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins us as he does from time to time, hopefully more often now than before. Xander, always, we've missed you. I mean, I know you've been sunning on the beach in the Mediterranean, but I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad I'm back, too. Yes, I was sunning on the beach there in the Mediterranean. I'm the Greenpeace. People tried to drag me back into the ocean, literally.
That's my line.
but apart from that, I am doing good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Very much so. You know, it's really funny because there is, whether you believe me or not, there is a hole there when you're not around because it's a different aspect, different way of looking at things.
Right.
You know?
I get it.
Yep. And listen, I was on a roll before, but I wanted to bring you right back on. I was on a roll with this Lisa Bloom thing. Because I find it interesting that people just love Gloria Allred. They, Lisa Bloom's her daughter. This is exactly what these people do. You know, they go after these, I'm going to say so-called victims. I'm sure some of them are. I don't doubt it. But when Gloria Allred gets involved in these things, all of a sudden, it cheapens, it lessens it, doesn't it? Because nothing ever seems to pan out with her.
No, absolutely. And she's been contacting me constantly, you know, because I've alleged that Senator Gillibrand touched me inappropriately, because she has this ideology that if you are even accused, you should resign. But, you know, I'm seeing no sign of her resigning. But Gloria wants to represent me. I mean, do you think I should let her? I mean, how much money can I make from it? Do you think I could get, you know, a book deal? Or I could get a blue chip on Twitter. I mean, you never know.
Oh, you know, do it from afar, though. You don't want her that close. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I mean, seriously. It's just, so, no. I've got to fix you on the Gillibrand thing, because she doesn't believe that every time you were accused, she gave both Clintons a pass. Now, didn't she? All of a sudden, she's saying, well, you know, Bill should have resigned. Why didn't she say it then? Why didn't she say it 2 months ago? Why is she having a love fest with the Clintons if she thinks this is really that horrific and that wrong and that bad?
Because she's a Democrat. But didn't you just love Donald Trump's response when he said about their, you know, begging for donations, et cetera, et cetera? And then silly Pocahontas woman, whatever her name is, has the audacity to call it slut-shaming. So let's face it, if you're slut-shaming someone, that you're shaming them because they're a slut. Sorry, can I say that word on this show?
Yeah, well, you did. It's a little late now.
I meant Pocahontas.
Well, what's funny is, all right, so let's go down that road for a second. So he called Donald slut shaming. Was she calling Gillibrand a slut? I mean, that's kind of
clearly.
Nasty. Yeah, I mean that. Mm-hmm. Don't you think we should be more upset that Pocahontas called Gillibrand a slut than the other things going on around her? Don't you think? I mean, you don't call another woman that. That's terrible, isn't it? Am I wrong?
Well, no, you're absolutely right. But what it is with the Democrats, it's all about deflection. And I call it free pizza, because if they say, oh, look, there's some free pizza over here, we're not looking at what is really going on. And what is really going on is, sadly, the liberalization of America. The do as I say, not as I do ideology. And it scares me to death. And I'm looking at this from the other side of the pond, and it's even more apparent from over here what is actually going on.
Well, Bloom said the only reason she was asking for the money was so they could feel safe and could protect themselves. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so one lady was offered to have her mortgage paid off and $750,000 given to her, and I guess I could feel pretty safe for that kind of money. I mean, and pay off my mortgage? I'll claim that Lisa Bloom touched me if I can make that kind of money. I mean,
you have to. Go ahead. You have to say a senior Democrat, because that way, you know, because Lisa Bloom touches everybody's. But a senior Democrat, that would do the job. I mean, $150,000 would make me feel pretty safe right now. It really would.
Well, here's what bothers me about all of this, okay? First of all, people need not to take away from a conversation together that we're belittling or you know, whatever, we're demeaning people that are sexually assaulted. It's a terrible thing. Anybody who's touched against their will, it's wrong. It shouldn't happen. And you know, there should be some kind of, I won't say payment, but you know, you've got to pay for the things that you do wrong, especially if you're doing them intentionally. But Lisa, again, like the word racist has been, the Democrats have done with the word racist, Lisa and her mom have taken this whole sexual assault and rape thing, and now it's just turned into a dirty business. It's not, you know, now when somebody says these three women came forward, oh, Gloria Allred has brought these three women forward who said they were sexually assaulted by, that's it. We're done. Because, yeah, okay, so what? Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. But the concern for me is that with these allegations, there is no need for foundation, and it's actually destroying people's lives. I mean, let's face it, Roy Moore just lost the election over this very thing. Right. I mean, he's not one of my favorite people, but why should we be pressured into standing down or not doing what we want to do because people make allegations with a political bias? It's not good for America as a whole.
No, it's not. And you and I haven't talked in a while, but you know, this whole, you know, the Duke lacrosse thing, for instance, I keep going back to that one because it's the one that's fresh in everybody's mind. But when you look at the Duke lacrosse case, right, these guys were accused, and that's all it took. After that, they were crucified. There was no jury by the peers, so to speak. You got their lives have been ruined. And where's Al Sharpton? How come he didn't come back to apologize for how wrong he was and what he did to these young people?
I think Al Sharpton really should have stayed with hairdressing, because let's face it, he's only made his money out of racial issues, and there's been no good that has ever come from anything that Al Sharpton has
Good for his checking account, but other than that.
But not good for the country, or not good for race relations. You know, him and Obama, right up there.
Yeah, you know, there's rumors. I don't know how true they are because I don't like to play around on the rumor side. But, you know, you talk about Chicago and how many people are dying there every weekend and getting shot and what have you. President Trump has agreed to send in, federal help. And Rahm Emanuel has turned it down. But they're looking at bringing in the UN, is my understanding, UN peacekeepers, which is totally illegal. They can't do it. But I think it's really interesting that they're willing to let a foreign military, if you would, they're okay with that. Shows you how globalistic and really how nasty they are as a whole. They cut off their... Anyway, we've got to have a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. Xander Gibbs with us, and he'll be with us when we come back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar.
While you're still alive, you can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done.
Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Hey there. I don't feel like going to school no more. Yeah, there you go.
We are back.
Hello,
yes,
Daniel.
I am not going to school anymore.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm an idiot, and I'm going to stay that way. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sorry, people, but it's more of a pleasure to have Xander Gibb with me, and I love when he's on the show with me. Xander, thanks for being with me today. Always appreciate your time with me.
It is a pleasure to be here.
And Xander, right now, is hanging out on the other side of the pond. Is that the right way to say it?
Yes, I'm in jolly blighty England.
And, well, thank God you're not here, because the EPA would want to regulate that pond. Thank God that Donald cut all the regulations for... You know, when I was getting ready for a show I was going to do last night, I went to the EPA regulations, and one of the regulations that, like, got me so mad was that the EPA now had, under some kind of... Interland Clean Water Yada Yada Act, they were able to go in. If you had a little pond on your property, they could come in and tell you what you had to do, how you had to do, whether you had to fill it in or you can keep it or what have you. I'm thinking to myself, I got 10 ducks. I want a little pond. I got to worry about them showing up? And the Dems don't think that's overreach? Are we serious?
I'm so sick of over-regulation. I remember in New York City when they were trying to tell people how you know, obviously soda is not good for you. But why does the government need to tell you how big your soda should be? I mean, you know, get the government out of our lives. You know, if we've got to pay taxes, okay, but, you know, let's leave it there. Stop over-regulating us. It's not good. It's not American. We don't need over-regulation.
Yeah, but how idiotic, come on, how idiotic was it you could, what is it, you couldn't buy over 16 ounces or something, but you could buy 2 16-ounce, you know, cups of the same drink. It was like, really, seriously? Are you guys that stupid? You know,
Well, do you remember this obesity cake they were having, and they stopped the supersizing of meals at certain burger chains, and so people, you know, people who wanted more food would just buy double. You know, it wasn't about it was more about making more money. I bet you there's a license fee involved in this pond business.
Oh yeah, you're probably. Well, my dad used to say back in the 70s we were going to eventually have to legislate common sense because people just were that stupid. But I think he was a bit wrong there. It wasn't the people were being that stupid; it's the government was being that stupid. You know, You think about this. You think about all the things they get involved with, and they can't straighten out just the simple daily issues of government as a whole. Chicago. Now what they're going to do I love the mindset behind this. So what Chicago's going to do is they're going to give out a municipal ID card. They're going to call the card a city key. And the idea is to get all Chicagoans kind of registered. So, you know, if you've got a library card or you've got senior card, you know, cards for different things you want to do, they're going to bring all that up under one card, so they say. Now, here's the deal, though. Anybody can get one. So even if you're in the city illegally and you want to take, you ready for this? You want to take advantage of city services, you can do that with the ID card. And they say there's 4 points of where they check the person out to make sure they're here illegally. They've done such a good job. I mean, they've done such a good job of protecting their constituency already, haven't they?
Absolutely, and they did a similar thing in New York City, and it's alarming that they're doing this kind of thing in sanctuary states. But the crime rates in sanctuary states are apparently so much higher, and I believe the correlation, you know, kind of speaks for itself. You know, if you have a sanctuary state where there's more illegals than other states and your crime rate is high, why are you scratching your head to actually see why that is? Well, why are we giving them license to be able to do that? Isn't that a concern?
Well, we used to make it harder for them to break the law. Now we come alongside them and help them and guide them on how to break the law. Look, you know, California, and what was it, one of the guys running for governor, is now filed a lawsuit because there's actually more registered people to vote in California than people who actually live in California. Now, you would think that anybody with two brain cells to rub together and a little bit of common sense would say, wait a minute, this doesn't work. Let's check into this and see what it is. The problem is that Hillary won by 3 million votes in California, so why would you want to squelch any of that down, right?
Of course, because, you know, voter ID is racist, because black people should not be forced to, get ID cards because the idea of that is racist. I'm scratching my head at that one, too. But, the ridiculous thing is anytime I've ever been to the DMV, don't get me started on the DMV, I've had to show my ID at the DMV just to get a license, just to get stuff for my car. So why should you not be required to show your identification to vote? Isn't that a given?
Oh, but this is what's really funny. In Chicago, where I don't think... Do you check and see if you have to actually show your ID to vote in Chicago? Because here's what one of the city people said. Look, we want to make sure that everybody who has a right to vote can vote, and so the city IDs will help them do that. But I don't think they require you to have an ID to vote. So,
well,
you know what I'm saying? Are they going to put can't vote on the ID?
No. What happens is that when you go along to vote, they check the register of deaths and see who's died recently, and then they give you an ID based upon someone that's deceased on the understanding that you will vote Democrat.
No ID required in Illinois.
Okay, so here's a lie, right? They want people to have access to voting. That's why they want to give, one of the reasons they want to give them ID. But you don't have to show an ID to vote. Why doesn't anybody with two brain cells call them out on this?
Okay. Because I hate to keep coming back to it, but, you know, we're allowing America to be liberalized. And you know, give it a few more years of this, and we will all be thinking this way, apart from those of us who have shouted it out from day one.
Yeah, I look at more and more of this stuff, and it doesn't... The people who always scream equality, the people who always scream they want what's right for everybody, seem like they really don't. I mean, every action they take goes against what they say, goes against everything that they say they want to be part of. You know, you want equality for everybody? Then why is it your only... I mean, if I'm a black person and I hear a Dem say, black people have a hard time getting ID cards, why? What are you saying? I'm stupid?
Yeah.
You're saying I don't have a job, I don't have a bus pass, I have no way to... Really? I mean, think about it.
I actually was once told by a Democrat that although the Democrats are pro-LGBT, they're only pro-Democrat LGBT. And so for me, none of this is representative, because if all you're doing as a representative or a governor or a senator is doing stuff for the Democrats, that's not American. let's face it, you know, we should be building legislation and putting things together from a perspective of protecting and aiding everybody, not just one particular party. And that, to me, is, you know, that shouldn't that be a standard for public office?
Yeah, look, I want to go back to this Duke rape case for a second. I don't know if you know this. So it wasn't like the local police did it and daddy paid off whoever to get past. This was the attorney general of the state. He said all the allegations were false. He exonerated all the students, saying that we have no credible evidence whatsoever that the attack occurred. Now, one of the people defending this said, well, you know what? This happens. To be clear, false rape allegations are few and far between. Right? So if only 2 out of every 10 rape allegations are false, what's the big deal? Well, here's the big deal. Even at 2%, 10 of these kids lost their lives. And when I say that, I mean, they lost their lives, their ability to make a decent living. They were thrown out of college. Who else was going to take them in? There's no grants available, or were no grants at the time available for them. I am really concerned here. Again, be clear. If you were truly sexually assaulted, if you were truly raped, that person deserves to be punished. But these
Absolutely.
Allegations are popping up everywhere. I hope they're all true.
You know, the thing is that, absolutely, but the thing is that as part of this liberalization of America, the rape is being weaponized, and that is the concern here. Because, you know, it's terrible that in 2017 that people are still doing this to one another. And, you know, all power to the people that can stand up and call for prosecution for people that have done this to them. But the fact is that the rape is being weaponized, and that is scary.
Well, you know what? All this stuff is being weaponized. Anything that'll take down... there's that music. Anyway, we'll get back to this in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Xander Gibbs with me. It's been a while. We got to let him go. We'll be back in a minute.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Oh. There we go. We are back. That's right. Boogie Night Friday or something. I don't know what you're going to call it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, send me an email if you don't want to talk. Joe at therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. Okay, I got Xander Gibb joining me as he does, well, pretty much every week and more often, I hope. And Xander, what do you got going on now? I mean, are you? When are you going to strike up the show? Are you doing the show? When can people find you and where?
Everything's at xandergibb.com, but the show will be starting after Christmas again, 5 nights a week. X-Rad Live with Xander Gibb, whoever he is. We'll keep you posted. I can't wait. I'm really missing it. My new studio is being built, and my new studio is being put together.
Set up.
Not built with bricks or anything like that, but we will be back after Christmas in the new year, and I can't wait.
Well, neither can I, because then we get to see you live as opposed to just
you
putting
will.
Up that picture of you at 12 or something. I don't even know how long ago that was.
How dare you?
Anyway, now, you know, it's funny. I last night I was being poked and prodded about how President Trump has ruined our relationships with our allies overseas in Europe. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, you guys didn't care when President Obama was ruining our relationships. And the only allies that we had in Europe were the ones that were socialist nations that were wanted us to come more to their side. I mean, he gave the Queen, what's that stupid little thing called, an iPod? Whatever it was at the time, right? Gave him an iPod with all his speeches on him. He gave the Queen of England your speeches like she cared.
How arrogant. I mean, I bet she tossed that in the corgi's poop pit right away. I know I would have done. It's kind of interesting, seeing this, from the other side of the pond. A lot of British people don't like Donald Trump because they've kind of, taken this media ideology off him. But it's interesting that people would have the audacity to say that, Anglo-American relations are strained or bad or problematic. I mean, look at, Theresa May a couple of weeks ago when Donald Trump made the announcement about Israel, the Jerusalem being the capital city. She had a lot to say about that. For your own country, Theresa May, before you start telling other countries how to run this, who do you think you are, Barack Obama?
Hey, it sounds like you just wrapped your phone in toilet paper or your microphone, so whatever. Pull it away from the ice cream cup and speak, mate. Speak.
I'm here. I didn't do anything.
Perfect. So, this stuff. Here's what makes me crazy about this. All of a sudden, the Dems have found this moral compass, if you would. Right? We were talking about this earlier in one of the segments about how Gillibrand was talking about how President Trump has to step down because of all these allegations against him. And I can't take any of these people seriously. Until they release the names of those, every one of the representatives who paid to get those sexual assault charges or the people who claim sexual assault against them to go away, I'm not going to take anything they say for real. Now, we have another Democratic Virginia representative, Bobby Scott. He's been accused now of sexual harassment. So if these self-righteous people on the left are out there screaming about how you have to resign or drop out, then this guy should drop out in the morning, right?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's funny how they're talking about Al Franken as a scapegoat. Let's face it, this guy has been skating close to the line. We've all seen the pictures of him in diapers and things like this. So there's no smoke without fire with regards to this guy because, we've seen the pictures. And if his own party, can scapegoat him more, fool them, but that doesn't mean that we have to start eating our own.
No, I agree with you, but again, I get a biggest kick out of the fact that now all of a sudden that all you have to do is be accused and you got to go. Nobody cared about Mr. Wiener, right? Nobody cared about him until it really got hot and heavy. The same thing with even Al Franken. Now, look, I was the one, and I'm sure you agree with me, I was the one that kept saying, I don't care who accuses these guys, all right, they really need to get their due process. This really needs to be investigated. It needs to be done the right way. You can't just pronounce them guilty. It's not how we work. Right?
No, and the interesting thing, on social media, people were saying, that it was okay to do it to Roy Moore, but it wasn't appropriate to do it to Al Franken because he was a Democrat. Since when does your political affiliation dictate your right to due process? I mean, to me, it's absolutely wacky to insist that that is the case. Let's face it, the Democrats have been doing it since time immemorial. Look at all of the allegations with regards to, Bill Clinton. And a lot of these things have been proven, but, he's still, the great white statesman of the Democrats. He's still revered as this, the guy should be in jail.
You notice how quiet they are now? Hillary hasn't come out and really said anything in weeks, which I think is fine. If this stuff keeps them quiet, stuck in a corner somewhere in a closet, I'm fine with all of that. I really am. You know?
Yeah, me too. If we never hear from Hillary again, it'll be too soon.
Yeah.
And the next time I want to hear from her is when she gets taken off to jail, because I still live in hope that that's actually going to happen. You know, it's you know, Donald Trump is quite right. You know, the FBI became politicized. Its leadership became politicized under you know, the Obama administration,
yep.
And so they let a lot slide. You know, including Hillary Clinton's friends. And you know, the whole House of Cards has got to fall. I've been saying this for a long time. And you know, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, you know, Rahm Emanuel, all of these people will be sharing a cell. Loretta Lynch, all of them will be, you know, they'll all be going down eventually.
Oh, look, something's got to break, because now they found the original Comey notes, you know, where you see where words were actually changed and why they were changed. You're seeing all this happen. This is going to start to break. I mean, I am concerned at the pseudo-civil war that's going to really start when you start seeing truly what was going on between Obama, the Clintons, the FBI, the Department of Justice. You look at Eric Holder, probably another one of the most corrupt AGs that we've seen in decades. Seriously, there's no way in God's earth that you're going to tell me that the Obama administration was what do they say on the left now? They were scandal-free. Give me a break.
Yeah.
What dictionary are you using to define scandal, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way the Obama administration were squeaky clean. They were just good at hiding it and cleaning up. But it just makes me sad that, you know, Barack Obama is revered as this, you know, brilliant president when, you know, in 11 months, Donald Trump has done more to change America for the better than this guy did, you know, in the whole of his 8-year tenure. I just feel for the guy. You know, everything he does is, you know, we even know how many Diet Cokes he drinks today. Who cares?
I know.
Let's
the world's
talk
crashing
about
down
the
around us, and CNN is talking about his addiction. We heard about President Obama smoking for what, the first year? And then everybody dropped it, because that's just drinking Coke, apparently, is much worse than smoking cigarettes, right?
Well, it's racist as well, let's face it. You forgot that one.
You
know, talking
God.
About Obama's smoking habits is racist.
God. Well, that was, yeah. Anyway, I don't want to go there. But listen, real quick, because we only got a couple of minutes left. I sent you that piece on the two Josephs on the nativity scene. And I said, one of the comments I made, and some of my friends on the left who say I'm homophobic, didn't like the fact that I called it out. I said, look, this is a historical fact here. You can't change it because you want it to be that way. All right? It was Joseph and Mary, not Joseph and Joseph. And these are one of those things that go, this is what makes it very hard for guys like me to line up and help you. I mean, how did you feel about that when you saw it? What went through your head?
My first thought was, because this is where my brain goes, you know, it was Joseph and Mary, not Joseph and Jerry. but why do we have to reduce everything to this? You know, I'm all for equality. I want everyone to have the same rights, but you can't change, you know, historical facts or perceptions just for, you know, it's like every single TV show in the UK now has a gay couple. Why do I, you know, I'm gay, you know, but I don't want to see it on the TV all the time.
I just, you know, anyway, you know what I'm saying.
It's just ridiculous.
I sent it to you to say, I do not understand, you know, everybody should be treated with love and equally and with respect. I got that. But when you start playing with stuff, when you start forcing it down my throat and try to twist things, then I got to figure there's an ulterior motive. And you're the one that creates the angst, not me. All right, we're up against the time. Where they can find you again?
ZandraGibb.com or any chicken shop in the high street in London. Oh, gosh, I let it slip.
You did that again. I don't know. You gave up on pizza, apparently. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Yep.
A lot more coming up in the next hour. Dr. Lomero is going to join us, and we'll see if he still feels like the Republicans are going to take it in 2018. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a little bit.